somehow. Though the devil tempt me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's God in name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's God in name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. But good still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. The devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's God in name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. But good still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Praise the Lord. Can you say that tonight? I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Well, it's good to be in church tonight, isn't it? Haven't you enjoyed service here on Wednesday night? The Word of the Lord, Brother Darrell, just blessed our heart from the Word of the Lord. And we're here tonight. By the grace of God, He's let us come back into His sanctuary one more time to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we are a privileged people. We certainly are. The Lord is so mindful of us, and we just thank Him for this one more time He's let us come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Are you glad you're a Christian tonight? Are you glad you love the Lord? Are you glad for what He's done for you? We're so blessed tonight. Let's stand to our feet, if you will. We're going to look at our prayer requests. We don't have but just a few tonight, and we'll go right on into the service. Brother David Gadman, his wife, and I believe their grandson from down at Brother Homer Longoria's assembly in Alabama. They're going to be with us this weekend. Brother David's going to be ministering for us. And well, we're just looking forward to what God has for us. I know it's going to be good. If you come expecting, you will receive. I promise you that. Let's look at our prayer request tonight. Sister Maria Sponsia sends this in to please remember the family of Reverend Bobby Brown. He was a retired pastor of Living Word Church in Navarre, Florida, who passed on to glory this week. So we certainly want to pray for that family, that church family, that the Lord would be mindful of them. Brother Dan and Sister Judy Dyer offered this testimony tonight. Our 18-year-old granddaughter, Hannah, is today celebrating 5 months without a seizure. She had them for 8 years until she had a vagus nerve stimulator installed in her chest. It is very much like a pacemaker and has changed her life. Thank you all for your prayers and praise to the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll remember Sister Margie Longoria in prayer tonight. She's having a lot of pain in her back. She went to the doctor. They are sending her to a specialist, so we want to remember her tonight as we pray. Continue to pray for Brother Jim Babb. I understand he's feeling some better, and just thank the Lord for his recovery, and just pray that the God would give him a speedy recovery from his little ordeal that he's had, chest pains and different things. But we know we're serving a prayer answering God, don't we? All those that are traveling on the road this weekend, Brother Donnie, the folks there in Texas, those services, I haven't heard any report about the services, but I'm certain they've been wonderful. I'm certain they have. And so let's just pray that they'll continue to have good services there tonight and tomorrow. We're here, we're serving the Lord, and we're glad of it, aren't we? I wouldn't take nothing for this journey that He's brought me on, would you? I've messed it up a lot. I've gotten the way of Him a whole lot, but He has been very faithful and very merciful to me, and I praise Him for it tonight. I can say I wouldn't trade loving Him and living for Him for all that the world's got to offer. Would you? Are you glad you're a Christian tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you give Him a hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight? Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Buckles if he'll come tonight He and his family visiting from Canada, they're here in the service, and I want him to come and pray over these prayer requests tonight, if he would, at this time. You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about, we'll just commit these things unto the Lord. We certainly appreciate our brother. We love him, and God bless him tonight as he leads us to the Lord. The Buckles, God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
God bless you, everybody. I bring you greetings from Living Word Fellowship up in British Columbia. It's nice to be down here. I always feel at home when I'm at Happy Valley. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we just approach you this evening. Lord, first off, Lord, I just want to ask that you would forgive me, forgive us, Lord, of any sin or any iniquity. We don't want to have anything between you or us or these prayer requests that are going forth, Lord. And we know that the right mental attitude towards any of your promises will bring them about. So, Father, if we don't have a right attitude, just create a right attitude in us this very moment, Lord. Lord, I bring these requests. Thank you, first off, Lord, for the testimony, Lord, of Brother and Sister Dyer. Lord, we know that you can use man's wisdom and science to bring about a healing. And, Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for that, Lord. And Lord, for this minister, this pastor that's gone on to glory, having served you, Lord, we just ask that you would send your comforter to the family. Lord, just meet their every need, Lord. And Lord, the sister with back trouble, Lord, touch her, Lord. Raise her up. Ask that you remember Brother Jim Babb, Lord. Just raise him up as well so that he can return to his post of duty, Lord, serving your people. Father, those, Lord, serving you elsewhere, Lord, Brother Donnie, the ones at the camp and special meetings, Lord, we ask that you would use him in a mighty way and speak to your people, Lord. Lord, for us this evening, Lord, let us be able to not only hear the words that are spoken, but to be able to receive, Lord, the words from you. Bless Brother David, Lord, as he would come and minister to us, Lord. Prepare him, prepare our hearts, Lord. We just ask that as we sing these praises and worship you, Lord, that it would be a sweet savor in your nostrils, Lord. We just commit the service and all that's done into your hands, asking in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord our visitors tonight. If we have visitors, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you here. Those that are streaming, we pray this service would be a blessing to those folks as well tonight. Just good to be in church, I'll say that. It's just good to be in church. Praise the Lord. How many of you going to help me sing tonight? We're going to worship, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Before you do that, why don't you shake hands with somebody around you? Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of God tonight. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Try to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything, has got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. Had a lot of heartache, had a lot of grief and woe. Oh, when I would stumble, then I would humble down. I say right there, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil tempts me, Christ will turn me around. He's offered everything, he's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in the world that can ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold can never buy His love from above. When my soul needs healing, I begin to feel it. His power. I can say thank you, Lord. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Lord, the devil can't be. He's offered everything, got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in the world that can ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold can never buy His love from above. When my soul needs healing, I begin to fear in His power. I can say thank the Lord. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, Christ will turn me around. He's offered everything. It's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. One more time, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. Offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Praise the Lord. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Let's sing that little chorus tonight, just before we change the order of the service tonight. I'm glad for this. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Satan would like for us to be discouraged. He would like for us to be disgusted. He would like for us to find fault with each other. And we could all do that if we wanted to. But we've got too many blessings for that nonsense. We've had too many good things happen in our life to do anything like that. Aren't you glad you're in love with a risen Savior tonight? Aren't you glad He's touched your life? He's given you joy, and when there's trouble going around, He can bring you happiness in the midst of a storm. I'm so glad for that tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's just sing this little chorus tonight as we get ready to change the order of the service. Sister Tamika Brown, I believe, is here. Maybe she'll have us a song tonight if she would be looking to do that for us here just in a few minutes. But let's sing that little chorus. Sing it from your heart tonight. There's still power in the name of Jesus. You know, as Brother Branham has said so many times, we've read it so many times, we've heard him say it so many times, when the weakest Christian, you may feel like that's you tonight, but when the weakest Christian gets on their knees to pray, Satan begins to tremble. You may feel like you can't do nothing, you're not worth anything, but I'm going to tell you something. When you get on your knees and start talking to the Master, you're causing all hell to have a nervous breakdown. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Do you love Him with all your heart? Somebody say praise the Lord. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army. I want you to sing it from your soul tonight. There's an army. Aren't you glad you're part of it? He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I can see the chains falling. I can see the chains falling. I can see the chains, they're falling. He'll break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, sing it to Him. Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I know He'll break every chain. He'll break every chain, every chain. There's a bride rising up. Aren't you glad you're in it? Hallelujah. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's a mighty God among us. Sing it if you believe it. There's a mighty God among us. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And there's power. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. He'll break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. I believe He's more than able, don't you? Do you believe it with all your heart? God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated. Sister Tamika, you want to come give us a song tonight? God bless you. We appreciate our sister, don't we? Give her a nice hand as she comes to sing for us tonight. Let's just sing a little bit more of that chorus as she comes tonight. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Amen. Got a prayer request here tonight. Sister Sylvia Barham sends us in to please pray for Sister Teresa Salyer's husband, Johnny. He was in had an accident. A hay rake ran over him. They're at the emergency room now. Thank you and may God bless. So let's be mindful of that situation tonight. Sister Teresa Sayer, just a precious sister in the Lord. And well, her husband, just a fine man also. Let's just pray that God will be mindful of that situation tonight. Sister Tamika, God bless you. We appreciate you singing for us tonight. Appreciate our sister, don't we? Amen.
Just a child when I heard the Savior's leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. Before the calls of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He had me be is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize His grace is what I need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said, no, I'm not gonna let her go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said, no, sin will never take control. Tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. For God so loved the world that He sent His Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts, there is still a war that rages, that makes the sacrifice so hard to see. As midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope seemed oh so far away. As evil tried to stop redemption's flow, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be. It's through the blood of Jesus, reminding me of one day long ago. Mercy said no. I'm not gonna let her go. I'm not gonna let her slip away. She doesn't have to be afraid. Mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. I thank you, Jesus, 'cause mercy said no. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no.
Said no. Amen. Let's stand tonight, if you will, as our brother David Gadman from Alabama comes to bring us the word of the Lord tonight. How many of you want to pray for our brother? Pull on the gift of God that he'll give us spiritual food in due season. God knows exactly what we have need of in this congregation tonight. Let's sing that little chorus as our brother comes tonight. Mercy has rewrote my life. Amen. Are you glad mercy has rewritten your life tonight? Let's sing that tonight as our brother comes. Brother Terry, you might want to go step and make sure he's ready to come out. Mercy has rewrote my life. Yes, mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time with all your heart. Oh, God's mercy rewrote my life. Yeah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give our brother a nice hand tonight.
Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
That mercy did rewrite our lives. Amen. I'm glad that mercy said no. Amen. I ain't going to let you go. Amen. I'm glad for that mercy tonight. Amen. Because if it wasn't for that, me and you wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. But I'm sure glad for that mercy. Amen. That rewrote our life. Amen. You love him tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated for a little bit. Just like to read this to you and this kind of go along with my, like I ain't no singer or nothing. My wife don't sing and she'd kill me if I got her up here. But so I want to take her back home with me. And then Brother Homer, if he's watching, he'd kill me. So, but anyway, and I want to make it back home where he's at. So anyway, but this go along, like I said, with my thought tonight. So called Mousetrap Story. It says, a mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see the farmer and his wife open a package. What food might this contain? The mouse wondered. He was devastated, discovered it was a mouse trap. Retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning. There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The chicken clucked and scratched, raised her head and said, Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is a grave concern to you, but it is of no consequences to me. I cannot be bothered by it. The mouse turned to the pig and told him, there's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The pig sympathized but said, I'm so very sorry, Mr. Mouse, but there is nothing I can do but pray. Be assured you are in my prayers. The mouse turned to the cow and said, there's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The cow said, wow, Mr. Mouse, I'm sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose. So the mouse returned to the house, head down and dejected to face the farmer's mouse trap alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife rushed to see what was caught. In the darkness, she did not see it was a venomous snake whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife. The farmer rushed her to the hospital, and she returned home with a fever. Everyone knows you treat a fever with fresh chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued, so friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock. To feed them, the farmer butchered the pig. The farmer's wife did not get well. She died. So many people came for her funeral. The farmer had the cow slaughtered to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it all from his crack in the wall with great sadness. So the next time you hear someone is facing a problem and think it doesn't concern you, remember when one of us is threatened, we are all at risk. We're all involved in this journey called life. We must keep an eye out for one another and make an extra effort to encourage one another. So I thought that was real good. Amen. So if you'll stand with me tonight, if you have your Bibles, amen, just get right to the word of the Lord tonight. Try not to hold you too long, but we just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Brother Donnie asking us to step in while he's gone, and we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so we just love you here, and we stream you every now and then when we have an opportunity. And so we just got to stream the other night, Brother Donnie there in Texas, and different one of the brothers, and so sure did a great job. So we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, we want to look at the 6th verse. It says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake a stone in him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man to his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that, Lord, mercy did rewrite our life, oh God. We're so thankful for that, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you'd help us tonight. Lord, every need that's been mentioned, Lord God, before we even came out, the last one that was mentioned about this, Lord, getting hit with that rake, Lord God, I pray, oh God, that you just touch him, Lord God. God, go to where he's at, Father God, and raise him up for your glory and your honor, Lord. Because, Lord, we know you're that same God, Father. And if you did it back then, you can do it again, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, that encourages us, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you touch, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, you touch every need, oh God. Lord, I may not know what the people have need of tonight, Lord, but you do, Father. And I pray if they pull from the gift, Lord. Father, Lord, and Lord, I'm prayed up, and Lord, the people prayed up, Father. And Lord, we've talked to you before the service and asked you to come by, Lord God, and these people ask you to come by, then Father, you'll have your way and you'll speak your mind for the service tonight. Do it, Father. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Like to take for a little thought, maybe try not to hold you too long tonight, but just encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And I believe every now and then everybody needs a little bit of encouragement. I know I do. We go through trials. We go through battles. Every one of us do here. We're all not exempt from those things. And we go through heartaches. We go through trials. And many times, sometimes maybe we bring them upon ourselves. Amen. But I believe that we can take the scripture. When no one else will encourage us, we can encourage ourselves. Amen. Amen. So looking at this for a little bit tonight, I think about David, which I read the Psalms a lot, and I think about David, and I just love David. You know that song they sang when others seen a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. You can look around each and every one of us, and not just only here, but around the world where the bride's maybe gathered in services tonight or wherever they may be, when others, they seen the people that were no good, perhaps maybe some that people wouldn't even stop to give you the time of day, but God seen a bride. Amen. God seen a bride, and he seen fit to send us a message in this hour to get us ready for a rapture. Oh, I'm so glad for that. Amen. And so the Bible declares, and even the prophet of God said that David was a man after God's own heart. That's what I want to be tonight. A man after God's own heart. Amen. Somebody that God can be pleased in. Amen. That's what I want to do. I want to please God. Amen. I believe that's what the prophet wanted to do. I think it was brother, was just coming down the road and just streaming in for a little bit until it froze up on us. But looking at the server, I think brother Baker mentioned about when brother Rand had a vision about how that the Lord spoke to him and said, you need to be more sincere than you ever was. Amen. I believe that's what we all need to be, more sincere than we ever was. Amen. I want to be, I don't care if I don't know how to dot every I and cross every T. God, just let me be a part of you and you a part of me. That's what I want. Amen. I just want to be like him. Amen. Not like you, not like brother Homer, but like him. That's who I want to be like. Amen. That's who I want to be like. And even brother Branham declared that David, well, he said, was a man of quick repentance. I like that. Amen. Because I believe that's what we need to be. People of quick repentance. Amen. You know, not sorry that we got caught or anything, but God, help me, Lord. I want you more than anything. I want you more than life itself, Lord. Help me, Lord. I remember many times, if you're looking down through the screen, you remember when David got in trouble with Bathsheba. And when the prophet Nathan came to him and told him that little parable about that man that had that one little ewe lamb. Yeah, right. And then David, his righteous indignation rose up within him and he said, that man ought to be killed. Amen. And Nathan said, thou art the man. Right. Amen. Amen. And what did David do? We find out in Psalms 52, he said, God, help me. Blot out my iniquities. Right. Take away my transgressions.
Amen, brother.
Amen. He said, until then, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And then I can lead transgressors. See, transgressors our way. I can lead sinners unto thee when I got a right heart, a clean heart, and a right attitude before God. Help me to have that kind of attitude tonight, Lord. What a man. Then there was one time when David numbered the people. They tried to warn him not to do it, you know, but he went ahead and he done it and he got in trouble. Amen. David repented, but there was a seer in the land by the name of Gad that came to David and said, David, you know, you've done off on the side of God, and said, he's offering you three things, David. Said, 7 years of famine, flee 3 months before the enemies, or 3 days pestilence in the land.
Amen.
And so I can see what an offer. Offering three things. And then David came to Gad and said, listen, I'm in a great strait. I don't know what to do. He said, the only thing I know to do is let me fall into the hands of God. Amen. Not in the hands of man, because man's not merciful. But let me fall into the hands of God. Amen. God's merciful tonight. Amen. Amen. When nobody else can be merciful, God's merciful. And that's what I want. Ain't you glad that mercy said no? Hallelujah. Amen. And you remember that time that 70,000 men lost their lives. Amen. Because of the pestilence in the land. And David even cried out to God, said, God, hey, listen, these sheep, they didn't know. It was me that done this, Lord. It was me, Lord, that got out of hand. It was me that done wrong. Would you stay your hand? Even God repented and stayed his hand, remember. Amen. But he asked David to do something. To raise up an altar in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Amen. And if you remember the story well, when Ornan saw David, he offered David everything to offer the sacrifice. Gave him the land, gave him the wood to build the fire and everything. And David said, God forbid that I would, because he said, I want to pay full price, because God forbid that I would offer a sacrifice that would not cost me anything. Oh God, that's my way, that's tonight. That's how I feel, God. Help me, Lord God, to offer up a sacrifice. It may cost me something, but Lord, help me to do it anyhow. as long as I can stay true to your word, Lord. That's what I want to be. I want to stay true to your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that David wanted to, you know, I believe his faith had got a little weak. How about us sometimes? Amen. Amen. The things that we do. Amen. The things that maybe we see and our faith grows a little weak. Amen. Amen. He thought, I remember when I first, I'll be 55 this year, which ain't very old, but you know what? But I remember, I think I was 9, 10 years old when my mom and dad first came to the message and everything. And I remember one day my mom said, and she said, David, I'll be surprised you see your 12th birthday. That's just how close we thought it was. Amen. And you know, time goes on and things happen and things changes and seasons change and everything. And we grow weary. Amen. We get kind of tired. We get kind of discouraged. We get kind of down and out. Amen. We get kind of disheartened. But I believe we can take the word of God and encourage ourselves tonight. Amen. Knowing, Lord, that there's going to be somebody that's going to stand regardless of who falls tonight. Amen. There's going to be somebody that stands. There's going to be somebody that's found standing on your word. Lord, let me be that one. Let me be that one, Lord. Amen. You know, Brother Brown said God didn't call us to picnic, but he called us to a battle. Amen. That's why a lot of people don't like coming to the house of God, because it's a battle. That's why a lot of people don't like to come and worship God, because it's a battle. Amen. The Bible says judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to come and judge myself now and let me line up with the scriptures now, knowing if I don't, I'll be judged over there. Oh, God, help me tonight. Amen. Help you tonight. Amen. But every one of us battle. Hey, we battle every day. Every day. Amen. We battle. We either in a battle. We're either coming out of a battle or we're going into a battle. Every day. Amen. Oh my. Hallelujah. Oh my. But must Jesus bear the cross alone? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. Amen. You know what sometimes gets us, a lot of people? It's the in-between. In-between the promise and the fulfillment of that promise. Amen. He told Abraham, you're going to have a son by Sarah. 25 years later, he had that son. But what about the in-between from the time of the promise till the fulfillment of that promise? Amen. I imagine he went through a lot of battles. Hey, Father Abraham, where's your children at? Ain't you supposed to be a father of nations? Where's your children at? We're still going to have one. Why? Because God said so. Amen. God said so. Amen. God's still a healer. Why? Because he said so. Amen. He said so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What about Moses? Amen. What about them children? When they said, God said, you'll sojourn in a strange land for 400 years, but I'll bring you out with a mighty hand. The promise. The fulfillment. But what about the in-between? I imagine there was a lot that gave up. Amen. There's a lot that quit. Amen. But there was still some that held on. Hallelujah. What about today? Amen. We got a promise. He said he'd be here. I got his ring on of unmerited grace. Amen. Amen. Let them quit. Let them do whatever they want to. I got a promise. Amen. It may get hard. Yes. It may get so wearisome sometimes. Yes. But I'm going to keep pressing on. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to keep. There's no discharge this war. Amen. Amen. You remember when Ezekiel, when they took the man of God into the sanctuary with a measuring stick and showed him the waters come through the flesh and flow up to his ankles. Then it was up to his knees. Then it was up to his loins. Then he said there was water to swim in. Hallelujah. I hope there's water to swim in tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't think he taught us how to swim to let us drown. He didn't build his home in us to move away. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many, we got to fight if we're going to reign with him. Amen. Let me read you some things that the prophet of God said. Listen to what he says. He said, now let's break it down just a moment. He said, now the land belonged to him. Now God didn't say, I'm going to in there and empty up the land and then put you in it. He said, I'll give it to you. He said, now you go fight it out with them. Every now and then we have to take it out of the old grimy hands of Satan and say, give it back. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophet of God said we had a right to take God's agent, the Holy Spirit, and send it out there. Say, God, my brother and sister, that Satan that's slipped in and took their soul, I'm claiming them back. Their health, I'm claiming it, Lord Jesus. I got a right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how little kids are. My little Luke back there, he's 6 years old. Amen. But sometimes him and his brother get it. Hey, that's mine. That's mine. They give it back. What about the devil? That's my joy. Give it back. Amen. I got a right, Lord, to come in here and raise my hands, Lord. Amen. I got a right to do that. Satan, just get back. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, there you are. God's give you healing tonight, lady. You, every one of you, he's give you healing. It's your possession. It's our possession tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said it's all bound down with Amorites. I'm more right than you are. Amen. Oh my, and Canaanites, I can't do it, amen. And everything else of unbelief, but go in, take it over, it's yours, it belongs to you. Amen, that's right, I must fight if I should reign. Increase my courage, Lord. Amen, this is not a picnic ground, this is a battlefield, see? Not a place where we lay back and say, now Lord, you just come, force it right in me, and then I'll do it. No, no, you don't do it that way. God never did it that way. He has a basis. So tonight, if we're going to get anything out of God tonight, we got to come and take it out of the old grimy hands of Satan tonight. Amen. And say, Satan, give me what I have, what God died that I might have. Whatever it is, Lord, that I have need of, I'm claiming it, Lord. Listen again, he says. Amen. The old writer used to write a song. Must I be carried home to heaven on a fiery bed? Of these, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas. No, I must fight if I must reign. Increase my courage. That's it. We don't ask for easy things. Today, the church is just wanting just to go to sleep and fan it away with some kind of little theology, you know. I'm in the message. I'm all right. Huh? Yes, we believe it. See, that's what he wants us. You know, but there, I believe there's a life behind that believing. Amen. Yes, you're all right. Join the church. That's all you have to do. That's all he wants us to do today. Amen. Bring their letter from the Methodist over to us Baptist. And if the oneness won't have you, we Trinity will. Amen. My unquote for a little bit. Amen. That's just about the way it is today. The devil wants you. Well, if Brother Donnie, he says something that makes me mad, I'll just go to Brother Biscoe's. Amen. Hey, I love these men of God, but that's how sometimes we are. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. If Brother Biscoe makes me mad, I'll just go down here and go to Brother Homer's, whoever it may be. Amen. Amen. Let me quote now. He said, and so here we are. Just bless your little heart. Oh, Brother Hum, that's not Christians. That's hybrid. Hybrid religion. He said, I preached on it not long ago. I sure don't want hybrid religion then. Amen. This is the hour where so many people are unsettled. Amen. God, help me to be settled tonight. Help me to find my place and be settled. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been with Brother Homer. Amen. Lord willing, this September be 15 years. Amen. I just felt led, and then just won't go no detail. But there, Brother Homer, he could tell you anyway. But you said, well, Brother David, and somebody said, well, you probably won't always be there with Brother Homer. But I tell you what, I've not felt led to go anywhere else. Amen. He said, don't you have your trials? Yes, I got my trials. Hasn't Brother Homer ever said anything made you mad? Yes, he probably has. Amen. But that don't make the Word of God not real. Amen. I'm going to still stand on the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sure, Brother Donnie's probably said some things that made you mad. But that don't mean we're going to quit throwing the towel. It's too late to quit. It's too late to throw in the towel. Amen. Listen what he said again. He said the same way it is about divine healing. God's got the power to heal you if you got the courage to accept it. But you'll fight every inch of the way. God's got amazing grace to save you, and he'll do it, but you fight every inch of your way. I've been on the pulpit going on 31 years, and every inch of that way has been a fight constantly. It certainly has, but we must fight if we must reign. So we find out that the bride has to make herself ready. So many of you have got something to do. We got to make ourselves ready. Amen. He said, be willing to lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us, that we might run with patience that race that is set before us. We must lay them aside ourselves. Amen. There's something me and you got to do. Every weight, amen, that would so easily beset us, let me lay it aside, Lord. Let me lay it aside. Lay this aside. So I might run that race that is set before me with patience. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, we can't. God, you come. Lay them aside for us. We got to do that ourselves. Amen. You believe that? We got to do that ourselves. Amen. So it don't matter how rough the king's highway may be, the bypasses and the detours are a lot rougher. Amen. So I want to stay walking on the king's highway. Amen. I remember one time, Brother Billy Paul tells this in a testimony. You remember he said that the prophet of God said, now this home's dedicated to the Lord. You can't stay here and do these things. Amen. And he wanted to live with his grandmother. Then he said he had that ulcer, and I forget what kind, but it ruptured. You remember? And said he was, said he had to sign. He said, well, I don't know where his daddy's at. I want his grandmother to sign for operation. About that time, oh, I'm so glad. God's right on time. He's never too late, and he's never too early. God spoke to Brother Branham on the mountain and said, get to Billy Paul. He walked in that room, and Brother Billy Paul thought, my, everything's going to be all right. He said, pray, Daddy. He said, Billy, you did the sinning. You do the praying. Amen. The way of a transgressor is awful hard. But if we did the sinning, we got to do the praying. Amen. We got to do the repenting. Amen. Oh, we may be in distress because of our own folly, but I still want to trust in the mercies of God. We may be in distress because of something that me and you did, but I still want to say, God, you still got mercy. You still got grace. Amen. You still got grace, and you still got mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this little story here that we read in our Bible about David. There he was, and I believe he said in his heart, one day I'll probably die at the hands of Saul. He'll probably kill me. So I imagine that'd be kind of discouraging. And so the Bible says that David went into the land of the Philistines, him and 600 of his men. Took 600 of his men and their wives and their sons and their daughters, and there they dwelt in the land of the Philistines. And they went up there and they got hooked up with King Achish, the king of Gath. And the Bible says and tells us that David, he said to King Achish, there he was, he said, hey, listen, if I found grace and I found favor in your sight, hey, why should I dwell in the city, royal city with the king? Just give me a little village in the countryside. Just give me that little village. And so King Achish gave him Ziklag. And there he dwelt. Amen. The Bible says he dwelt there for about 16 months. Him and 600 of his men and their wives and their sons and their daughters. Oh my, and David, He went in and out, and oh, King Achish, he loved David. I mean, he lifted up David so much that he would come to David of a morning or whenever it was. He said, David, where have you made a road for me? And David said, well, to the north, I destroyed the Samaritans, and I did this, and I here's the spoils, and here's all the what I brought back, and my just, and then maybe the next day he said, well, I destroyed this enemy to the south, and you know, and all this, and here's the spoils, and my. Oh, King Achish just loved David. Amen. He even said he believed David, saying he has made his people Israel to utterly abhor him. And he made David his servant forever. Can you imagine? I thought, my, there he was in there. And so one day, the Philistines gathered together against Israel. And so they asked King Achish and his men, his army, to go up and fight with them. And so King Achish asked David, so why did you come join us in the battle? Here David going out to fight against Israel. Can you imagine? Oh my. But you know God, he's always got his hand. Amen. His divine providence. Amen. Oh, you may do something and it may not, but God can work it around to bring you back into his perfect will. Amen. God's got everything under control. Amen. I'm glad for that. I may not have everything under control. You may not have everything under control. But God's got everything under control. And so David, Philistines gathered against him. And David said, and King Achish told David, said, listen, David, I want you to fight with us. And because, hey, I know what kind you are. Because he had made David his right-hand man. Say, hey, I know what kind of man you are. I know what kind of warrior you are. I've seen you, David. I've seen the results of a battle. I've seen the results of what you've done. And I know how good you are, David. Amen. So David and his men came up in the rear. And there it was. And the Philistines said, hey, listen. Hey, what are these Hebrews, what are they doing here? What are they here for? Amen. So listen. What are they doing here? And we don't want him to fight with us. And even King Achish said, listen, this is David said, you not heard, this is David whom they sang the song. Saul has slew his thousands, but David his 10,000s. Amen. And they said, no, we don't want him here because one in the heat of the battle, he gets reconciled with his master and he'll do so by taking the heads off our shoulders. So tell him to go back. We don't want him here. Amen. And so King Achish said, David, I'm sorry. I find no fault in you, David. I know what you can do, David, but they don't want you here. So you need to go back. And I can imagine David could pen these words. Psalms 124:7. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We're escaped. Yeah. And so David goes back. And when he goes back, while he was out there, the enemy slipped in and burned his city. Oh my. And took his wives, took their wives and their sons and their daughters captive. Amen. And that's where we pick up our story. Where the Bible says that the hearts of the men were grieved. Right. And they thought about stoning David. But David began to encourage himself in the Lord. I imagine he thought, Brother Terry, he probably thought, listen, here it is. My city's laying in ruins. My wives, they have took our sons and our daughters. But if God has delivered me one time, he can do it again. And he encouraged himself in the Lord. And he probably began to think about the time when God delivered him out of the hand of the lion. And he could encourage himself in the Lord, saying, if God delivered me once, he can do it again. And I say tonight, if you're here tonight, you may be going through a battle. You may be sick. You may be discouraged. But I tell you what, if God delivered one time, he can do it again. And you can encourage yourself in him. Amen. You can encourage yourself in him. And he probably remembered, say, hey, listen, I remember, amen, that he delivered me out of claw the bear. And if he did it that time, he can do it again. Amen. I may be sick tonight. I may be dying tonight. But if God delivered me one time, he can do it again. Amen. If God got me out of trouble one time, I'm leaning on him and he can get me out of trouble tonight. Whew. Amen. Amen. I believe he took down his diary. How many other young ladies here maybe kept diaries? David might have kept a diary. Said God did this here certain date. Amen. And I know he can do it again. Amen. I remember he touched me and delivered me and he can do it again. I remember he healed me of cancer. He healed me of a heart attack and he can do it again. Amen. I won't go into no detail, but my daughter back home, that's who this grandson belongs to. He's got another brother back home and a sister back home. She's about 7 months, almost 8 months now. And we thought we was going to lose her. Because about April last year, her amniotic bag was leaking. And they was preparing her for a miscarriage. So I called Brother Homer, my son-in-law, Harry. He called. We begin to pray. Amen. We get to pray, but they begin to build her up for, we'll just let everything's going to go. But God came on the scene. Amen. The doctor was so amazed. Said, hey, the bag even repaired itself. Amen. Said, he usually don't do it that way. If he did it one time, he can do it again. And I want to encourage you in the Lord. I can encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he looked over the ruins of that city. Yet the Lord does love me. Amen. Maybe we can look over the ruins. You're here tonight. Maybe you can look over the ruins in your life. Yet the Lord does love me. Amen. Yet the Lord is still calling. Or I wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Though I wandered, amen, far from him, my heart can't rest without him. Maybe you're here tonight and you wandered. Amen. Maybe you wandered far from him, but your heart can't rest tonight without him. And you can encourage yourself in him tonight. Amen. Though I've had little fellowship with him lately, yet he hath not forgotten to be gracious to me. Amen. He hasn't shut up his bowels of compassion toward me. Maybe me and you can say that tonight. Hey, I haven't talked to him like I ought to. I ain't had fellowship with him like I ought to. I ain't listened to tapes like I ought to. I ain't read my scriptures like I ought to. Yet, he hasn't shut up his bowels of compassion toward me. Hallelujah. Amen. He still cares. Mercy said no. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And he can remember. Amen. And he could encourage himself in the Lord. David could. Amen. Oh, what about it tonight? Amen. I imagine he could just, in his back of his mind. Amen. He could call back a lot of things. Like me and you here tonight. Amen. If we could recall a lot of things. How that God has helped us along the way. If it wasn't for him, amen, we might be in a grave somewhere tonight. Amen. But here we are. Another opportunity to come to the house of God. To lift our hands and praise his holy and righteous name. To tell him how much we love him. To tell him how much he means to us. To thank him for his amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I remember my wife sat back there. She may get on to me after service, but that's all right. Hey, amen. But she's kind of nervous anyway. And hey, amen. She's kind of a nervous person. But she was going through a time when she didn't think the Lord loved her. Come on. How many's ever been that way? Amen. Why? Why would the Lord love me? Why would he call me? Hey, there's a whole lot of other people better than me and you. Amen. Maybe a whole lot of people that's got maybe better education than me and you. Maybe a lot of other things better than me and you. But God, amen, sent fit to call me and you into this hour that we're living in. And put us in a message of the hour that would give us a rapture in faith. Amen. Because he said it lays on them tapes. Amen. When others are preparing to get left behind, I'm getting prepared to get out of here. Amen. Amen. Anyway, And you know, if the devil can make you think the Lord don't love you, he's got you whipped. Amen. But I'm here tonight to tell you that the Lord does love you. Amen. And so we was living close to Interstate 40 there in Texas, and she was getting up on the interstate and she turned on the radio. I think it was, or seen a car pass, I think, with a bumper sticker says, God loves you. She said, but you know what? Still, Lord, that's not enough. So she turned on the radio and there was a preacher. Said, I just stopped by to tell you that God still loves you. Amen. And that meant so much to her. Amen. I come by tonight to tell you that God still loves you. He still cares about you. And you can encourage yourself in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One day she thought about something about an anchor. She said, I don't know, you know, I think it was Ray Boats came out with the anchor holds. Amen. I don't know what happened to him, but I tell you what, my anchor holds tonight. And it grips that solid rock. Amen. And she found a little anchor on the ground. It meant so much to her. Amen. And I imagine she can encourage herself tonight in the Lord. Amen. Knowing that God still loves her and still cares. Amen. If he did it one time, he can do it again. If he healed me one time, he can heal me again. If he delivered me one time, he can deliver me tonight. Amen. I can imagine David begin to think. He looking there, all his men, wouldn't you want to kill David? Hey, you had confidence in this man? Amen. Thought he was a real great leader. Amen. Here he is. He brings you out there because his faith kind of weak, and he hooks up there in this land. Then you're out there to battle, and then where you go, and the enemy slips in and destroys your dwelling places, takes your sons and your daughters captives. Can you imagine how you would have felt? Amen. Ain't that the way sometimes we get sometimes? Lord, why? Why me, Lord? Why me? Why not you? Amen. Why am I going through this, Lord? Why is this happening, Lord? Amen. But we can take courage and, hey, God, I know there was other men before me and probably will be after me. That's went through the same thing. And if you delivered them, you can deliver me, Lord. If you heal them, you can heal me. If you set them free, you can set me free. Amen. And so David, he probably getting to think about that. And he thought, my, I remember when I wanted to do something for the Lord. Amen. And Nathan the prophet said, well, David, do all that's within your heart.
Sure.
Wanted to build him a house, remember?
Amen.
He said, you know, and so that night, Nathan, the Lord came to Nathan and said, you go tell David, said, hey, he shed too much innocent blood. I ain't going to let him build it. But you also tell him, said, remember when he was a nobody, how I took him from the sheep coat. Amen. From tending his father's sheep and made him a somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can say that tonight. Amen. How that one day, maybe me and you was nothing. We was a nobody, but God took a nobody and made us somebody. Hallelujah. And we can encourage ourselves in the Lord tonight. Amen. Cut off, tell him I cut off his enemies, made them to even fear the name of David. Amen. I can imagine David probably thinking, yes, amen. And he can encourage himself. He might begin to think, and I remember when God anointed me. Amen. When he sent Samuel down there. Amen. He remember the story. Amen. When he was going down there because God had rejected Saul from being king. Going down there to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. Amen. And he said, went down there, and then Samuel was kind of scared. Said, what if I run? Said, tell him you're going down there to offer sacrifice. He asked him to come. Amen. And when they got down there, if you recall in the scriptures, amen, that first one that came up, man, he was big, healthy, strong, shoulders and everything, broad, probably said, Samuel thought, this is him. He took that horn of all out, getting ready to anoint him. God said, wait a minute, Samuel, you're looking on the outward appearance, but I look on the inward appearance. And all of his sons went by except one.
Oh, yeah.
He asked Jesse, he said, do you have another one? So, well, I got another one. He's kind of ruddy. Not very much to look at. He's down there herding my sheep, tending to my sheep. Said, bring them because we ain't going to sit down. Amen. So you bring them forth. And when he came forth, amen, this is him. Hallelujah. And David probably could have thought about that. And I remember when that happened. Amen. That how God has ordained me to be a king. And he could encourage himself. Amen. How that he separated me from my kinfolk. I've been hunted by Saul, but he separated me from my kin, anointed me to be king, and led me to know my destiny. Surely he can bring me out of this. What about us tonight? Amen. We can apply that to ourselves. How that he's brought us out. Maybe separated us from our kinfolk. Anointed us to be his bride. To be a king and priest unto him. And we can encourage ourselves. Let us to know our destiny. Amen. Psalms 119:71 said, it was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn his statutes. Every now and then it's good for us to go through something so we can look up and see how great God is. Amen. I look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from thee, O Lord. Amen. I want to put my trust in him. David so put his trust in him that now he couldn't tie himself back to the Philistines. Amen. We can put our trust in God so much that he can sever the ties of the world from us and we won't have nothing to look back to, but we'll keep pressing forward. Amen. That's what I want to do tonight, to keep pressing on. Amen. I just want to put my trust in him. Amen. That's what I want to put my trust in, is in him. Let me read you some scriptures talking about courage. Psalms 21:24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalms 33:18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them. Amen. Is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Psalms 39:8, deliver me from all my transgressions, make me not the reproach of the foolish. Psalms 42:5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalms 56:3, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalms 56:4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what man can do unto me, or what flesh can do unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 50, I think it's 50. Let my God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Amen. Another one, Psalms. It says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Amen. For thou art my hope, O Lord. O God, thou art my trust from my youth. Amen. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Lamentations 3:24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. Brother Branham said it like this, said Moses, for your part, I'm yours. Oh my, I'm your satisfying portion. And that's what the Holy Ghost is for the church today. Silver and gold have I not, but what I have. Amen. But such as I have, I give unto thee. Amen. Hallelujah. That's my satisfying portion tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. That's my satisfying portion. The Lord shall also roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. He's our strength tonight. Amen. We can encourage ourselves in him that he is our strength. We can encourage ourselves in him that he is our hope, that he is our stay. Amen. That he is our everything. Romans 4:20 says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Amen.
Can't you imagine? Brother Brown said it like this after they wrote up his commentary, Abraham's. You know, he kind of probably thought, my. Even Sarah laughed. Some men old, you know, old and have pleasure with my Lord.
Amen.
I imagine through all that time, Abraham, through 25 years.
25 years.
He probably got a little faith. My, grew a little weak sometimes. But he said, I'm still going to have it. Because you promised it, Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He might have staggered when they came and said, hey! Made fun of him. Said, hey, listen, what's the matter with you? I don't see your, where's the promise at? He promised it.
Amen.
I don't know how he's going to work it out, but he promised it.
Amen.
I don't know. The doctor said this. I don't know how he's going to work it out, but he promised.
Amen.
He promised.
Amen.
I don't know how he's going to do it, but he promised, and I believe he's going to do it. Amen. And when they wrote it up, it said he staggered not. Amen. Oh, I hope that same is written about me and you tonight. Amen. That we stagger not at the promise of God. Amen. But we were strong in faith, giving glory to God that he's able to bring it to pass. How's it going to take place? I don't know. But I know that one day I'll probably be like Enoch and just take a little stroll. Amen. Like somebody said one time, there's these two black sisters, oh, they're just having fellowship together. Oh, just having fellowship so much, and just, you know, and the other one said, "Ma, I gotta leave, I gotta go home. It's getting late in the day, and I gotta go home." She said, "Well," said the other one who looked at her, said, "Well, Ma, we're having so much good fellowship, why don't you come walk halfway home with me?" And so she said, "Well, I guess I can do that." And they were just fellowshipping back and forth, Brother Cherry.
Yeah.
Amen. Just fellowshipping back and forth.
That's right.
And talking. And then the other one looked at her and said, "Look at here what I done wouldn't done. I done walked all the way home with you." She said, "That's all right. Just come on in. It's supper time." Amen. I believe that's how Enoch did one day. The Lord said, "Come take a walk with me." Amen. And they just fellowshipping back and forth. But one day he said, "Lord, look what I done. I done walked all the way home with you." He said, "That's all right. Just come on in." Amen. Just come on in at supper time. Hallelujah. Amen. Kind of reminds me. Amen. Of this, and Brother Branham, I heard this story before. Brother Branham, I heard him say it on tape here not too long ago. There's this guy who was a missionary. He'd been overseas. He'd won a lot of wars. Amen. Fought a great many battles spiritually. Amen. Won a lot of souls to Christ. But he's getting tired and weary. And he was coming home. And he happened to be on a ship with a celebrity. Amen. And so when that ship pulled into port, oh, there was a banner that said, "Welcome home," about that celebrity. Oh, there was a band of music playing for that celebrity. Amen. They went in there and picked that celebrity, picked him up on their shoulders and carried him off. And there was nobody around to greet that missionary.
Yeah.
He kind of hung his head and said, "Lord, did you forget?" He said, "No, my son, but you're not home yet." Hallelujah. Amen. I don't believe the Lord's forgotten us, but we ain't home yet. Amen. And we can encourage ourselves in him tonight. Amen. We can encourage ourselves in him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness. Amen. Abraham wasn't looking at the impossibilities. Amen. He was looking at the possibilities. Amen. He wasn't looking at the impossible. He was looking at the possible. Amen. And Brother Brandon said like this, Abraham and all his mistakes, it never didn't mention his mistakes. Amen. Brother Branham, he said, "My prayer is, not my merits, Lord, but I'm trusting. I ain't trusting my merits, Lord. I ain't trusting in nothing that I can do, Lord. I ain't trusting in all this, but I'm trusting in your grace." That's what I'm trusting in tonight, in his grace. And I can encourage myself in him that I'm trusting in his grace. Amen. Can you imagine? Oh, I think about that. I'm trusting in his grace. He told Joshua, "Be of good courage." Joshua said, "Told him that my servant Moses is dead." Said, "You don't lean to the right hand, you don't lean to the left hand. You just stay right with what Moses said, and I'll be with you just like I was with Moses." Amen. And said, "Everywhere you put the sole of your feet." And what's that means? Brother Bram said that means possession. Amen. Everywhere you put the sole of your feet, that's yours. Amen. So tonight, everywhere I put that's mine. Healing's mine. Salvation's mine. Deliverance's mine. Joy's mine. I got a right to be happy. I got a right to be joyful in the Lord. I got a right to praise him. I got a right to come to church and lift my hands and say, "God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I adore you." I got a right to do them things. Amen. I remember, amen, when he was coming in, riding over on a little donkey, the Bible says. The Bible says an ass, a foal of, you remember? Coming in there, they're throwing palm branches down. Amen. And saying, praise God. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Glad hosannas.
Amen.
Even the babies that were given suck from their mama's breast begin to praise.
Praise the Lord.
And the Pharisees said, hey, he said, haven't you heard that out of the mouth of the babes and sucklings, God has perfected praise? And if these shall hold their peace, a rock is going to cry out. I don't want no rock to take my place. Amen. I don't want no rock to take my, I want to cry out tonight. I want to give him praise. I got a right. Amen. I got a right to worship him. I got a right. I can encourage myself in him knowing that I got a right to worship him. I got a right to praise him. I got a right to give him joy. I got a right to lift my hands.
Amen.
I can see him as he's riding in, Brother Jack, as he's riding in on this little donkey. And I can see this woman behind her raising her hands, crying out, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy and righteous name. Amen. And the Pharisees probably stopped her and said, who are you?
Yeah.
Why don't you hush up?
Yeah.
Said, don't tell me to hush up.
Amen.
Said, you don't know who I am? Said, I'm the widow of Nan. Amen. And said, a few days ago, this couldn't be so. But that little guy riding up there on a donkey, said, what, he came by just the other day, stopped a funeral procession and raised my son. My husband had died. Amen. My son had died. I was in need of my son. And because of that little man on the donkey, my son's right here today. I got a right to praise God. I got a right to lift my hands. I got a right to worship. I can encourage myself in him. I got a right. Amen. Amen. Maybe they stopped somebody else. Amen. And he was giving holy God, worshiping the Lord. Amen. They said, why don't you hush? Said, you don't know who I am? Said, hey, listen, I'm the maniac of Galilee. Hallelujah. Said, I got a right. Amen. Don't tell me to shut up. I got a right to worship him. Amen. See, I was wandering out in the graveyard. Amen. That was my dwelling place. Cutting myself. Demons were tormenting me. They'd bind me with fetters and chains and I'd break them. Not me, but the demons in me. My wife, my babies didn't even want to come around me. But because of that little man on the donkey up there, I got a right to praise him. I got a right. And I can encourage myself in him that he, if he did it once, he can do it again. Thank you, Lord. Got a right. He's the great emancipator. Amen. Amen. It's about time we take our diaries down. Let's see what he's done for us. And if he done it once, he can do it again. And we can encourage ourselves in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I remember Peter. I like him too.
Yes, sir.
This big old, Brother Jack, this big old, you know, burly kind of guy, fisherman.
Yeah.
He fight at a drop of a hat, probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the Lord said, Peter. He thought he was converted at one time, but he said, Peter, when you're converted, then you can strengthen your brethren.
Man.
I bet that knocked the wind out of his sails.
Oh, yeah.
He said, listen here, Peter, the devil, he wants you.
Yes, sir.
He wants to shift you just like wheat.
Yes, sir.
Right.
He said, hey, Lord, I don't care who falls, who turns against
you.
I'll not turn against you.
Be careful.
You know what he said? He said, Peter, before the cock crows twice, you'll deny me three times.
Right.
You know what happened? Just like the Lord had said. And there he was. Peter. Down. Maybe there's somebody like that in this building tonight. Maybe you've done something like that. Maybe you said something. Done something. Thought something. Anything. There's no way, Lord, that I'll be able to make it now. Maybe that's what Peter thought. There's no way. Look what I done. I told him I wouldn't deny him. I told him I'd stand right there no matter who for, but look what I did.
Yeah. Look what I did.
Look what I'm at. The scripture said he wept.
Yeah.
How about me and you tonight? How many times we wept and said, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to think that. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to think that way about my brother, my sister. I didn't mean that.
Amen. Get it, brother.
That's right.
Get kind of discouraged. There's no hope. There's no hope. But on that resurrection morning, When Mary at the tomb said, "You go tell my disciples and Peter."
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You go tell my disciples. Amen. And Brother Terry, you go tell my disciples and Sister so-and-so that everything's going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
And he can encourage himself in the Lord. Amen. Put your name. Go tell my disciples and Brother so-and-so. Go tell everything's all is well. Like that little one, shoot him out, woman. I've heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. I don't call you church anymore. I call you bride. Amen. Peace. Shalom. All is well. Stand together. Amen. He loving us. Hey man, maybe you're here tonight. I said, I don't know what your problems are. Church, just like we all got problems. Even a small church, we got problems. We all got battles. Like I said, we're either in a battle, coming out of a battle, going into a battle. We all got trials. We all got temptations. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we can encourage ourselves in him. Maybe you're here tonight and maybe you might be like Peter. Maybe you thought, my God, look what I've done. No hope. There's no hope. But he'll come by and say, go tell my disciples and brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so that everything's going to be all right. Oh, ain't you glad? All is well. Peace to you. Let's take down our diaries. Let's begin to look through our diaries. Said, yeah, I remember. I was in that situation, and I know just how the Lord, it was on Wednesday night. Lord came through in that church service. I lifted my hands, and I never did have a desire for them cigarettes or whatever it was no more. And now tonight I'm battling something else. And if he came on the scene that night, he could come on the scene tonight. And I can encourage myself in that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you tonight with all that's within our hearts, Lord. How that we love you, Father. Oh, we thank you so much, Lord. How we can encourage ourselves in you, Lord. Lord, the story don't end like that when they was thinking about when David said, bring hither the ephod, and he began to consult you, Lord. He said, shall I pursue? Shall I go? And he said, pursue. And without fail, you'll recover all. Oh, what a great leader David was. Father, we can encourage ourselves in you tonight, knowing, Lord God, that without fail, we can recover everything that you promised. Whatever the devil stole from us tonight, Lord, if it's been our joy, it's our peace, whatever it may be, Lord, without fail, we can recover it, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord. And we can encourage ourselves in you tonight, knowing that if you did it one time, you can do it again. God, would you come on the scene tonight, Lord God? Lord, whatever people may be going through tonight, I may not know. Would you come and touch my brother, my sister, young person, whatever it may be, Lord, tonight, Lord, that you just, may they realize, Lord, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. And God, I'd ask, Lord, that you speak to their hearts tonight, Lord. May they go out of here hearing you say, all is well. May they go out hearing you say, go tell my disciples and brother so-and-so, or sister so-and-so, or young person, that everything's going to be all right. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Father. Hallelujah. Grant it, Father. Let us take down our diaries tonight, Lord Jesus, and begin to look back over the years, Lord. How that you led us, how that you kept us, Lord. And Lord, if you kept us this far, you can still keep us, Lord. Amen. You haven't lost your power. Lord, you haven't lost nothing, Lord. God, you're still the same, Lord. You didn't lose nothing when the prophet left the scene. You're still the same, God. And I want to encourage myself in that, Lord God.
knowing, Lord God, that you're here to deliver, you're here to heal, to save, to set free, Lord God. Grant it, Lord. And then we can say like they did as they was following you, we have a right to praise you. Don't tell me to hush up. I got a right to praise him. I got a right to give him glory. I got a right to give him praise. Because if it wasn't for that man on that donkey, I wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight I got a right to lift my hands. I got a right to praise you, Lord. I got a right to shout, Lord God. I got a right to all these things, Lord God, because of what you've done. And I can encourage myself in that, Lord Jesus. Lord, if you don't bless me one more time, Lord, I can still encourage myself, Lord God, that you saved my soul, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Put me in a message, Lord, that'll get me out of here, Lord Jesus. Because I believe that, Lord, just over the next hill, we can see the signs of time. We can see all the situations around us, Lord. And I believe just over the next hill, Lord, just around the corner, Lord, we'll be home. May we encourage ourselves in that tonight, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Whatever y'all plan, just go ahead. Amen. You love him tonight. You appreciate him tonight. Amen. Why don't you take your diaries down tonight? Amen. See what he's done for you. If he's done it once, he can do it again. Hallelujah. Let's sing whatever. Amen. Let's just praise him for a little bit. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. And to be the King of a vast domain. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, let's just worship him, amen. Yes. You give him praise. Why don't you lift your hands to him? Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes.
Did you enjoy the word of the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother David, God bless you, buddy. Amen. The Lord give you what we needed tonight. We just encourage ourselves sometimes, won't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be in the house of God. I know you enjoyed the word of the Lord tonight. I'm certain you did. We're going to come back in the morning, the Lord willing, and have church all over again. Encourage yourself tonight. God's done too much for you. That man on the donkey done a lot for me and you, didn't he? Do you love him with all your heart tonight? Let's sing this little chorus just before we leave tonight. Get sweeter as the days go by. Raise it just a little low. Well, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yeah. it's sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Well, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Oh, the more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. Couldn't stop now if I tried. Lord, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Well, His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days. Yes, Lord, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him a big hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight with all your heart. Brother Joe, come dismiss us with a word of prayer. Let's be dismissed tonight. Remember service in the morning. God bless you. Appreciate Brother Joe, don't we? God bless you, buddy.
Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. Such a message of encouragement, Lord, how we need that in this last hour, Father. Lord, I was thinking as our brother was talking about Peter denying You, Lord, when You came back, Lord, and many times You appeared to him afterwards, Lord, You never brought it up. You never said, I told You You would do that, Peter. Lord, so many times Satan whispers to us, Lord, things in our past that we've done, Lord. Things that we can look back, Lord, and see that You delivered us from. Lord, help us take encouragement on that, Lord. Such a wonderful message tonight, Lord. I know in my life, Lord, I can look at my life and draw encouragement for the valleys, Lord, that You helped me through, the obstacles, Lord, that You helped me over, the mountains that You moved in my life, Lord. Lord, I dare say there's not a single person here that can't look at their life and draw encouragement from at least one thing. Lord, I want to take this sermon tonight, Lord, and reflect back on all that You've done for me, Father. But we all do that, Father. We're at the end time, Lord. We need each other. We need strength with each other, Lord. We need to encourage each other, Lord. You're coming from a multi-membered body, Lord. Lord, Your prophet said when the bride recognizes who she is, Lord. It's a she. She's one body, Father. That's all of us becoming one in unity. Help us to encourage one another along the journey, Father. Bless our brother in the morning, Lord. We pray that You bless him, Lord, for pouring himself out tonight, Father. Pray that You give him strength, Lord, for in the morning to bring the word to us, Lord. Anoint him. We thank You for it, Lord. Help us to take what we've got here tonight, Lord, and feed on it. We ask You that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe. Singing as you go. It gets sweeter. Fly. Oh, His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter.
picture.